you're on a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the French Connections Sunday night edition. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me. Today's date is July 8th, 2007. It is a Sunday evening, and I got some important things to share with you all here on the French Connection. You know, much is going on. Much is going on, and I gotta bring out a lot of the efforts that are being made to stop us from talking about Christopher Bolin, first of all, but about all of the facts that we brought out over the last 2 years and two almost 3 years. It's finally got its own momentum. It's got its own inertia. It is powering around the world. These facts are getting out. People are finally feeling emboldened to start speaking about who controls their media in their own host countries. People are beginning to look at the names and the peoples around their own telecommunications companies and television network in Australia and in England and in France and other places, and the relationships between the government and these people. And what they're finding out is at the top of each and every one of these governments and each and every one of these media groups and each and every one of the banking empires and all the countries of the world happen to be Zionist Jews. And this is a fact. And it is a fact that is undeniable, and as soon as you find this fact out, you are shocked by it. People are blown back into their chairs by it. They're knocked over by it. And at first, they can't even believe what they've discovered, because they kind of sort of knew, but they kind of lived in denial of it, because to face these facts meant that something was terribly wrong with the place they lived, and something was terribly wrong with the freedom they thought they had, and something was terribly wrong with the jurisprudence and the safety they felt they got from their legal system. And instead, what they've got is a country that is run for the benefit of a small group of criminals that happen to come from a Zionist Jewish Ashkenazi group. Khazarians in their beginnings, not Semitic peoples. We've proven this in our research. You found it on the website. And what you'll also find today, ladies and gentlemen, on our website is that there are mirrored sites around the world starting to pop up. There are translations into French, Spanish, and even Russian today. There are places in the world that are penetrating this into China. There is a move afoot here around the world that they are not able to stop. And Christopher Bolin was at the top of this fight with us, with Eric, with myself. And what was happening with Chris was that when he and I did a show on Rahm Emanuel's family and brought out all the facts about his Irgun past and about him coming to the country and his mother being involved in the founding of Israel and having criminal ties to the top echelons of Israel, and then the same kinds of information coming out about this Skeletor, Mr. Chertoff, running our Justice Department and running the FBI and all of the criminality that came out of that, and his ties to Jabotinsky criminality and all of these facts that we've brought out. It put Christopher Bolin in a situation where they wanted to target him because his writing was getting received by people from around the world. In fact, when he placed things on our site and on Rumor Mill News, he was immediately copied throughout the world. And this was part of the flow of their demise that we were talking about. I was just talking about this worldwide change that that has been taking place. Well, their first attempt to silence Christopher came at with a sliming job they did on CNN. Paul Azan spent the time to try and get Eric, myself, and Christopher into a situation where we would just allow ourselves to be used by CNN and painted with a racist brush, which we are not racist here at the French Connection. We are interested in bringing out criminality in a small group of Zionist Jews that are destroying our planet. Now, of course, all Jews are not involved in this, and I do not want you out going out there blaming all Jews, because they simply are not part of this. There are many people in your community that run small businesses, that work in offices and whatnot, that have nothing to do with this, and in fact may be as duped as most Americans have been, and I believe many people throughout the world from the Jewish community know very little about these facts. And this is the biggest threat to them, is that their own community is beginning to see the kind of criminality that these people are willing to perpetrate to keep power, to extend power, and to consolidate power. They've used religion, they've used blackmail, they've used murder, they've used warfare, they've used subterfuge, terrorism. There is not a single terrorist organization in the world without its backings and its origins coming from this group. Not one. They would not be allowed to stay in business as terrorists if the Zionist Jews did not want them in business. The Al-Qaeda was completely and entirely formed by these people. We had a general from Pakistan 3 days after the attack on World Trade Center by the Israelis, claiming immediately it was an Israeli operation. It was done by the Mossad with elements from the America's Air Force and others that participated in it. And if you look back at our research when Karen Kratowski did her stuff about faith and about Pollard inside the Pentagon and about Scooter Libby, Erwin Leibowitz, this man that just got pardoned by the criminal cabal of George Bush, all of this stuff led back directly to Israel and back to the Zionist Jews. And they are panicking worldwide. And this brings me to what they've recently done and what they're willing to do to stop this from coming out. We believe there is strong evidence to back up and support that Christopher Bolin has been taken and possibly murdered by this group. And we see that this is a real possibility. Not only is it possible, we think it's probable. And the people that were working closely around his defense, giving him advice during his trial and after, are working overtime. In fact, with Eric's email system was commandeered and used to send out spam all over the internet with foul language and links to bad content to enrage people so that he could be charged with spamming the internet. And in fact, this has to be done by operatives, because no one can get away with using someone's email address without some level of sophistication. This has to be a very high level and sophisticated organization doing this. Now, if we weren't right over the target, they wouldn't bother with us at all, ladies and gentlemen. If we were talking about, you know, alien abductions and crop circles and nonsense, we would be left on our merry way to talk our stupidity. But the fact of the matter is our information has been spot on from day one, and you will find forums around the country and around the world attempting, with subterfuge and infiltrators, to destroy our credibility. It's happening in most of the forums right now, and in fact, they're trying to destroy the credibility of Bolin so you don't look into what's happened to this man. But the fact is, Christopher Bolin has been removed from circulation, we believe, because of his success as a truth teller, and we believe that foul play is involved and may well have cost him his life along with his family. Now, if you think that that's an out-of-the-question thing, you need to take a look at what they've done in the last 100 years and what they've been doing in Iraq and what they are doing in Iran and what they've done in Kosovo and what they're going to do in other places, and what they've done in Afghanistan, and what they're continuing to do with the drug trade, and what they're doing with white slavery, and what they're doing with stealing from the public purse through NASA, and what they're doing through APEC, robbing our country blind, and what they're doing through the political structure by holding candidates back from becoming popular in the country through their control of the media, and what they're doing through liaisons to other countries where their same cabal is involved in the leadership of Britain, France, Germany, Spain, Italy, all throughout the world. And right now, our lives have become at risk. And here's the interesting thing. I come from a very, very large family here in France, very large. And if anything, it all were to happen to me, there would be hundreds of people in my immediate family and thousands of people looking into everything that was going on with me in an instant, in a microsecond. And that has always been true for me. And I've had the protection of a large family over here for a very long time. And I feel very blessed with that. But Christopher Bolin did not have that. Christopher Bolin basically had his wife, his children, his brother, and his reputation. And they've tried to destroy their reputation, and it looks like they've got to him and his family. And we are bringing out these facts, and we are looking into these people, and there are suspicious people throughout this mess that are sending emails around claiming to be Halia Bolin. And in fact, there is absolutely no chance that the stuff coming out of these emails is accurate. They're not true. It's not true. And people that were receiving these emails may or may not be involved in it. I don't say for a second that they are involved in the deception. They may be trying to use honest people to say, look, I just got something from Christopher. Of course, they wouldn't want an operative to be easily outed. They would want an honest person from someplace in the world to say, look, he must be alive. I got an email from him. Well, they've just proven without question that they can commandeer an entire email account and send out spam throughout the internet. Thousands of emails went out. Thousands. And also, if you take a look, Google my name, Daryl Bradford Smith. Put quotes around it. Daryl Bradford Smith. Spell it correctly with quotes and go to Google and see that almost every single web page that comes up is negative about me. And even web pages who have not been in business for over a year. Carl Schwartz comes up with third or fourth. This man's website has not been visited by anybody in 6 or 8 months. He hasn't even been anywhere on the internet for 6 or 8 months. And yet his website comes up. At the exclusion of anyone supporting me. Take a look at what comes up with Planet Quo, this hemorrhoid of a human being who is working overtime to destroy the efforts of Bolin and myself and Eric to put out the facts throughout the world. And you know, the other people involved in the destruction of our reputation throughout this movement, when we know full well, people like Rivero, who's hanging on to the lie of NASA. Lie. Take a look at the evidence. It's overwhelming. Nobody believes it if they look into it. As soon as they see the evidence, they go, oh my God, I can't believe what I just saw. It blows you right off your feet. They've been stealing trillions through that program. Rivero protects it. They found no chairs, no seats, no luggage, no bodies. The dogs couldn't find a single finger in the Pentagon. That's an airliner hit it? Huh? No way. It's impossible. Rivero holds on to that. And has he done anything with his political strength to stop these people like we have? No, he hasn't, because it was never his intention. He's worked with Alex Jones, Alex Foghorn Jones. It's a wonderful analogy, Leghorn Foghorn over there. Saying, you have to listen on the Friday broadcast. He's got David de Rothschild on his program, and he's bellowing almost theatrically at this guy like they had choreographed this nonsense. This is how desperate things are getting for these people. They're in a sinking ship. History is against them. People are now knowing the facts. And in fact, as you start discovering that Bolin has met with foul play, what you're going to discover is that more people start understanding what Bolin was saying is accurate. And this is why they're panicking about the Bolin story. Because everybody who knows Christopher's work and starts reading it, and then they look at it and say they killed this man, like they did Bill Cooper. Go look at Bill Cooper's work. He found out that the alien stuff was nonsense, and he knew what these people were doing and who was behind it. Go listen to some of his broadcasts. Go read some of his work. Where's Carol Valentine? Peter Khawaja? Where are they? Hmm? Is it interesting to you that Dave Von Kleist and Joyce Riley donated money to the Southern Poverty Law Center? Does that surprise you? Go read Linda Kennedy. She was their lawyer. She was their lawyer, ladies and gentlemen. Lawyer. She knows exactly what these criminals were doing. You guys, you know, out there and allowing people to slander us on some of these forums is unconscionable. Unconscionable. In fact, though some of it is so juvenile and so ridiculous and so absolutely nonsensical that we don't even have to defend ourselves against it because it's ridiculous. But then you have the American Free Press gang, the Mark Glenn working full-time under pseudonyms on the internet, on forums, writing his patootie off to discredit us, along with Piper, because they are employees of Southern Poverty Law. And Christopher Bolin knew clearly these people were bad guys. And toward the end of his work life over there, it became so clear to him what they were doing and how they were trying to stop him and hamstring him from being honest about the research that he was finding, that he finally stood beside Eric and myself, not beside those cretins. Look, guys, they don't do attack pieces on CNN if we're not kicking their teeth in. They don't. They don't kill people like the Bolin family unless we're on top of the truth. They don't. They don't spam the world with thousands of emails to destroy somebody's credibility and possibly try to have their IP removed, their internet provider removed, if we're not over the target. They don't have bellicose, nonsensical people try to threaten us with lawsuits if we're not over the target. They don't send out emails from people who have nothing to do with the origin of the original person that anybody can see through who knows them unless they're worried. They're scared. And I don't doubt they're going to try all kinds of vengeful and horrible things to stop us from our message. But it will never stop. Even if they take me out, it'll never stop. In fact, it will explode across the world. It will punctuate everything I've ever done. My files are everywhere now. Eric's and my stories and the Synagogue of Satan and the books that have been written and the pieces that have been done, they're everywhere. They can't be denied. They can't be stopped. They will never be stopped. The military's waking up. The politicians are waking up. They're frightened, ladies and gentlemen. They're quivering. That we're going to find out that they're diddling little children. Go look at the Mark Dutroux case over on Judicial Biz. Go look at it. Mark Dutroux was Jewish and his handler was as well. Kidnapping little children for snuff films and sex films. Look at where the young girls have been trafficked from and who was profiting from it. The research has been done. Look at the drug trade and who's at the top of the governments of Paraguay and Uruguay and who's been investing in the Colombian drug gangs above the Medellin cartel, above the Cali cartel. Zionist Jews. And look why we've had record production of opium in Afghanistan. Who do you think's controlling that drug flow everywhere? Same people. I think this is a joke. It's not a joke. It never has been. And the pressure is now on. And, of course, these liars out there on these forums are going to try to marginalize us again. But, in fact, we have jumped in popularity. We are up 2,000 visitors in the last week per day. Per day. And growing. It's the opposite of what they've tried to do. And every time they've tried to stop our message, it's gotten bigger. And if they did something to Eric, it would get huge. And if they did something to me, it would explode around the world. And we're not going to let them get away with the murder and the murder of Bolin's family and him. Not going to happen. They better hope for their sake that they've just kidnapped him and not murdered him. for their sake, because I'll tell you something. We are not stopping until we expose all of this mess, every single bit of it. It's all there for you to read. All of the articles are there. The interviews are there. The supporting evidence is there. The Rafig stuff, the McDonald stuff. Go to Linda Kennedy's website and read about what's happened to Khawaja, and what about this Joyce Riley stuff, and what's happening. Why was her right to practice law stolen from her by the elites of Virginia? Because she was finding out terrible things that were going on. Terrible stuff. And check into the people we've claimed are no damn good, and you'll find out we're right on top of the target every damn time. Made a few mistakes. People that we've associated with have burned us on some of these forums, and we've made mistakes. In other cases, we've jumped the gun on them, and I apologize if you got caught up in that. And I'm sure Eric is apologetic of that, too. This stuff is not stoppable now. And what they've done to Boleyn is going to blow up in their faces. Look at those little children's faces on our internet website. Look at them. Look at that little girl. Look at Catherine's face. Imagine if it's your family. Imagine that these people have eliminated this family in our view. Check it out. And check out who's speaking for them now. Check it out. And check out the piece that was sent to me, this vile and vicious attack email, saying that I'm the person doing the attacking. I never, ever threatened anybody about anything. Ever. Didn't send any threats, either veiled or otherwise, to this person. Ever. Look what they write back from it. Her handlers are panicking. The handlers over there are freaking out. Yep. Well, here we come, ladies and gentlemen. And don't let this lie. This is our time to jump on these people. We can turn this into a rout with the information about Boleyn out. Take this stuff. It's factual. It's real. Listen, if you've ever not trusted me, trust me now on this. Something's rotten here about this, and you need to scream it loud and clear so people know it everywhere. If there's ever been 1 ounce of trust in it you've had in me, Eric, or Boleyn, right now is the time for you to take that and move with it, because it is really, this is crunch time, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to make our mark. It's time to sink these people with their own crimes. One of the best investigative reporters and journalists ever. We believe he's met foul play here, and we need your help in letting the world know that Chris Boleyn is no longer free at the minimum, and possibly not with us any longer at the long side. Ladies and gentlemen, do your work. We need your help. We need your fight. We need you to do something for all of us. We need the fight to start now in earnest. I'm begging each and every listener to this show, all 10,000 of you, to turn to, all 12,000 of you, in fact, to turn to and fight like a banshee. It's the moment that we've been calling for. Please. Till the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith, telling you all to be well. Bye-bye now.